from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump's former campaign manager indicted.
We want America to understand who Donald Trump the man is, not just Donald Trump the candidate, or, you know, the composite of his career.
That was Paul Manafort just over a year ago when he served as campaign chairman for then-candidate Donald Trump. But today, a different story, as Mr. Manafort was charged Monday with conspiring against the U.S., money laundering and lying to the government as part of a wide-ranging lobbying effort for former Ukrainian strongman Viktor Yanukovych. Manafort and a former business associate, Rick Gates, were indicted by a federal grand jury in Washington as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's criminal investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential campaign. First charges Mueller has made public in his five-month probe. President Trump discounted the Manafort indictment as irrelevant to the 2016 campaign, and again said investigators ought to be focusing on the challenger he defeated, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The head of the United Nations Atomic Energy Agency says Iran has been carrying out its commitments made under a landmark nuclear deal with world powers. The announcement comes on the heels of a dispute between Washington and Iran over President Trump's decision this month not to certify Tehran's compliance with the nuclear deal. Apparently, when the United Nations General Assembly met a few weeks ago, the U.S. made an overture to President Hassan Rouhani, which Rouhani promptly refused. After his press briefing today, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Bahram Ghassemi told reporters, "Any talks between Iran and the U.S. in the future are very unlikely, considering the policies taken by Mr. Trump, unless we observe a fundamental change in the behavior and policies of the United States toward the